Blog Talk Radio.
All right. It's that time of the night, and we're going to hold on to keep. We're going to keep doing these shows for, at least once a month for now. It might pick up the pace a little bit as the year goes on. This bodybuilding season is heating up, and it's going to get real hot, real quick. Got a lot of things to talk about. I got a couple of hosts because this show is so hot. This show is so big. There's so much information to give out to you guys tonight that I needed two hosts. So, of course, I got Doug Randolph back. You guys met Doug before if you listened to the podcast last time. Doug's going to be the promoter of the INBA, PNBA, Illinois State. That's coming up on the 22nd. We're going to talk about that. That's on April 22nd. We'll talk more about that in due time. Doug's a pro himself. He won the NGA Part of America and got his pro card there, won the overall there. So, and he stays lean all year round, too. Doug is a true bodybuilder. He never gets out of shape, and anytime he jumps on stage again, it's going to get dangerous. In fact, you can just call him Dangerous Doug Randolph. Doug, welcome back. How are you?
Good. How are we doing?
We're good. Just ready to talk some insight. Natural Bodybuilding Talk Radio. Got a lot of stuff to cover, and we only have about 45 minutes tonight, so we're going to get right down to it. We got a guy you guys have met him all before. Everybody knows who he is. Everybody knows who he is. He's always the champion in every federation he's ever competed in. I don't got to remind you guys what he's done. However, I did get to help judge the National Olympia with this guy. His name is Philip Ricardo Jr. Rico, welcome back to the show, my man.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Hey, what's going on, Doug?
How are we doing?
Good,
yeah.
Man, good.
Yes, we're. And
happy
we'll talk about
there.
All this stuff. We're going to hit up some shows tonight because the bodybuilding season is going to get real hot real quick, and we want to give competitors an idea of what shows to be on the lookout for in the coming months. Plus, we got some competitors that all of you bodybuilding fitness and figure fans are going to want to be on the lookout for, so we'll talk about that tonight as well. But, Rico, last time I got to see you was at the judging table. I don't think either one of us – we just kind of show up, and whatever Danny tells us to do, we do. I'm just glad to be a part of it all. Then he flies us out there, so he's asking me if I'm okay judging. I'm like, oh, judge the Natural Olympia? Sure, I'll judge the Natural O. And then I was sitting right next to you. And we judge kind of the same way, I've come to find. So I like sharing a judging panel with you. But what was your take on the Natural O? Because we didn't have you on the show last time to talk about this. We reviewed the Natural O last year. But what was your take? Because you got the best seat in the house. You were at the judge's table front and center right there. For all the top classes, let's hear your take on it, Rico.
Oh, yeah, it was a great experience. Obviously, judging with you was fun. You know, I was out there with my sponsor, Brandon Stewart of Elite Caliber Nutrition, and we were out there holding it down and getting a lot of business and stuff. But, sitting there in front and watching all of the competitors is a new venue compared to where I was last time when I did the 2015. I won the pro division. So it was good seeing, all the competitors. And this time they even had the Korean delegation, which was kind of huge. You know, they have another country that's involved because they have so many different countries that come out there to compete. It's ridiculous. So, big props to Denny and Diana Kekos for just holding an organization that's truly international. They're always having, all the countries represented there. And like I said, you and I were able to judge some of the pros. We saw some of the bikini pros of Virginia Tough pretty much dominate the bikini class there. We saw, all of the bodybuilding classes, men's physique. Men's physique was really a tight race. I saw one guy that was actually, I think the top three were super impressive. When you see Dan Ziegler, who won, you could recognize him with a big beard, but the dude's physique was just phenomenal. William Long was hot on his tail in second place. Darius Jones, who I am picking as one of the, the future of men's physique to come out there and do work. He actually won my show, the Legends Classic, a few years ago. So he's one of the guys to me that's going to be the man to beat and on the lookout to really unseat some of the top pros, if not be the top pro. And of course, like you said, the pro division that we saw with the men's pros are good.
Mm-hmm. I was checking out Virginia Toth backstage, and she was really a presence. I mean, when she was in the back, people noticed. I mean, how could you really miss the girl that walks like she does, talks like she does? Sweet, sweet girl. And but I come to find out she was trying out to be a professional wrestler at one time. She went to WWE wrestling school. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Actually, when you see her, especially like the off season, she can throw some weight around. She works out hardcore, and she's a tough girl for sure.
All right, well, check this out. The plate, it wasn't the hard, it wasn't the toughest Olympia ever. You know, Waddington was the king this year. It was split down the middle. We know what the judges thought about both sides. I mean, Justin Vergara got some first-place votes. Waddington got some first-place votes. In fact, Peter Hartwig even got one first-place vote from somebody. Not sure what judge that was, but I did see that one on one of the cards. But nonetheless, what do you think is going to happen this year? Do you think somebody, there's somebody that we're not talking about right now, who maybe we don't even know about, who might come out and give Waddington a run for his money this coming year at the National Olympia to take him off his throne?
It's really tough. You know, I don't really know which new pros are going to be coming out there because, you know, for the past, I'd say, 5, 6, 7 years, it's been, you know, pretty much, you know, whether it's Kiyoshi, Waddington, Figuera, myself, you know, we saw a couple of other ones. So it's really tough to see if a new up-and-comer is going to come. I haven't seen anyone, to be honest with you. We had someone like, obviously, Martin Daniels that came the year that I competed.
Yeah.
And if he ends up coming back, and I've seen some buzz that he might be looking to do something because he just had his, you know, a child. So after having a baby last year, he took all the year off. If he comes back and wants to step in and do the Natural Olympia again, I would say that he's going to be the man to beat and be very dangerous to unseat a Michael Waddington.
Oh, boy. Well, we got plenty of that to talk about tonight, too. I got a few names on my radar, and I know Doug does as well. I don't know who's going to come out and reign supreme this coming year because Figuera might be hungry now. Maybe he's going to have, you know, he wants to redeem himself and make it appear that he's going to come back and maybe come in a little bit tighter to that way that judges cannot tell him he should deserve it. If you want to win a show, come in so dominant that the judges have no choice but to give you first place. That's the mindset you got to take into these shows. But I'll tell you somebody who was overlooked. Now, I had this guy up there like around 5th, 6th, but no lower than 7th, okay? I seen this guy. He actually won your show, and I seen him 2 years in a row at the Natural Olympia. I seen the progress that he made from 2015 to 2016. It was a total difference. 2015, I can see this guy placing out of the top 10, even the top 12. But 2016, the last year's Natural Olympia, this guy should have placed 5th, 6th, or 7th, and he fell way down. He didn't fall just to 10th or 11th place. This guy fell, like, all the way down low, so I think, like, 14th, 15th. I'm not sure, but it was too low, and his name is Daniel Strong. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. He did my show earlier in the year, and the thing that I noticed right away is he gained so much size. It was just ridiculous. For someone,
a ton of
size,
man.
Obviously, it's ridiculous size. I mean, he's got this type of size
insane.
That he can compete even on an NPC stage.
Downright insane.
And, yeah, and not to mention, he was peeled. He was dialed in, and I agree. I thought that he was definitely a top-5 competitor. It was so tough because there were other names like Joel Romanidis that was in there, Chris Wells, Tim Martin. So the top 6, 7 were ridiculous, you know. So Daniel Strong ended up actually placing 7th, but he definitely should have been in that top 5, I believe. But, you know, yeah, he can be a dark horse because of the fact that if he continues to put on the size that he put on last year, like you said, there's no telling what he'll look like this year. So who knows what he'll do. He can come out and just really be dangerous. I think for him, he's going to have to hold his poses. It's probably very tough for him, obviously being an amputee. So I think if he learns to hold his poses to stay steady and really gets aggressive, then the judges will have no choice but to, you know, look at him a lot more closely and put him up there against possibly the top 3 guys.
Yeah, they're going to have to if he makes that kind of progress again. You know, there's an old saying in bodybuilding, every dog has his day. At every single show, somebody gets a gift and somebody gets robbed. And Daniel didn't exactly get robbed. I mean, he wasn't going to place in the top 3 anyway. I mean, it was for sure the highest item was 5th. But he should have been a little bit higher than he was. So if you don't get first place, I guess in the end it doesn't matter, especially if you don't finish in the prize money. So let's not say that much. But I think they're going to look at Daniel Strong this year in a new light and underneath the spotlight. He should get his dues paid back when the time comes. So let's talk about some shows. We got a lot of amateur shows. I do want to talk about some pros. But we got to show some of these amateurs some love. Now, there's I'll tell you what, one of the better promoters out there is Ray Binkowski, and he's actually starting off the year with the first show, at least in the Midwest, anywhere in the surrounding areas. On April 8th, he's got the OCB Spring Natural, and it's a pro qualifier now. I mean, that's a fairly new show. It's been around for a few years, But you've seen this show progressively get better and better as the years went on. He keeps getting bigger and bigger, and he keeps making the shows better and better. And that's just the way Ray Binkowski works. So he's built this show up. He's got custom awards. It's live judged. That's going to be live judged this year, so that's something that should put a smile on your face. So the prejudging and finals are combined. And let's talk about this, Rico, for a second. T-walks and routines are optional. Now, it's live judged, so it's already going to be over at a decent time anyway. But, man, it should be a law that if any show starts at 7 p.m., that you can't do your routines. Otherwise, you're going to be there until midnight, especially if we sit through the bodybuilding routines. And really, the prejudging is where it's at. That's the real competition. The routine is like, you know, it's a minute of a free pose. It's, you know, sometimes included in the overall score, but not most of the time. And the real show, the real competition is prejudging. You should have all – so that's what the fans want to see, is the most exciting part to me. To me, and it's just me, I don't like sitting through routines. I just don't. What do you think on that? Let's get Doug's take on that. Doug, what do you think about routines being optional in bodybuilding shows?
I think it's a great idea. I'll bring up, the Chi-Town, for instance. If you had every single person doing a routine, let's use the Heart of America, the show I did in 2015. I actually had a routine. I didn't know that they weren't doing routines. I had one all set up. You get to the show and then you find out they're not doing a routine. That's kind of disheartening when you put in all that time, but that made the show move so much smoother, so much faster. So in the end, I would rather not have a routine, to be honest. But I do like that, you know, that they're given the option.
Yeah, it gives, you know, and if they really put a solid routine together and they really got something they could really wow the crowd with, then fine. And this new classic bodybuilding division, I like it because those guys are really working on their routines, and you see some classic posts in there. But if you just have the kind of routine where you just kind of go out and you're free posing for 90 seconds and you don't really have anything put together and you're tired and hungry and you wouldn't mind helping the show move along a little bit faster, so your fellow competitors can get out of there earlier and go hang out with their families before midnight, it would be great if you would just skip your routine. But in this case, they're going to be done at a good time anyway. So I think Ray runs a really, really smooth show. I've been to his shows, and it doesn't get much more smooth than Ray Binkowski and what he does with the OCB. But nonetheless, prejudging is where it's at. And this show is going to be held at the Egyptian Theater. So what a place for a show. It's going to be a good time. I guarantee the competitors are going to be happy with the way the show is run, and you're going to have a good time after the show is over with because you'll be out there when it's still daylight out. Go to OCBMidwestState.com. Rico, is there anything you would like to add to that?
It's kind of for me, I'm old school, so I like posing, obviously, and I put a lot of time into posing, but I can also see the other half of it that, if you take and make it optional, at least, it kind of will – there's some people that don't want to pose, and you can tell when they get on stage, you know, they throw a couple of things out there, then they walk off stage after like 10 seconds. So those, like you said, mm-hmm. that put the time in, or maybe, you know, the top five or something like that will be the ones that pose or something, just to kind of cut down the time so that, you know, people are not watching, you know, a show for the entire time. The only thing also too is people come like families wise, you know, they may want to see some judging, see their family members pose or something like that. So, you know, it kind of goes both ways, but like you said, with classic physique coming out there, you see guys like Peter Hartwig who can pose his butt off. It's good to see those guys that are actually able to use the posing routines and be classical style like the old school guys. So, you know, it's kind of like up to your own opinion.
Yeah, I just think if you're going to do a routine, then make it a good routine. That way people want to watch it. And generally, though, you know, say you have 150, 200 competitors in a show, people in the audience, they typically come to see one person, one of their loved ones, and once that person's off the stage, that's really all they care to see. Now they got to sit through 100, so many more competitors that they don't care to. So to me, it's about, I don't want them to have a bad time at the show and then have to sit till midnight. And on top of it all, after I just got done dieting for 20 weeks, now it's already midnight and we're just going to go right back to the room without going out to eat. You got to get a show over early, man. So if you're going to do the routines, I like what Ray's doing here. And then if you don't like the way you placed at Ray's show, say you competed there, you wanted to get your pro card, but you just barely missed it. Well, April 22nd, Doug and I have something else coming up. Doug, let's give you some talking time here. tell us about what's going on April 22nd in Franklin Park, Illinois.
April 22nd. All right, we've got one of the two qualifiers for the Natural Olympia. Franklin Park, and I think you mentioned it a little bit last time, so I won't go into in depth, but you're right in the heart of a lot of things. When you come there, plan to stay the night, plan to go out after, you're going to have a lot of fun. You know, that INBP, NBA, global leaders, 50 countries growing. We're going to have four-time Olympia champion Christina Camperato on the judging panel. You know, she wanted me to mention if any newcomers or newbies in the game want to see what it's all about or have any need any advice, they're welcome to contact her. I've got Bobby Rupsich also sitting on the judging panel. A fun competitor to look for, coming all the way from Austria, Valentin Tembosi. He's Team Wilson. He's looking to compete in the show. I've been talking to him a little bit. Kid looks really good. I think he's about 25 years old. But, I mean, the main thing is this is a great starter show. It's a couple weeks after the OCB Spring Natural. You know, if you're not happy with how you did at the OCB, swing over. Let's try it at the Illinois State. But, you know, if you get your pro card at either one, you know, later in the year at the North American or the Illinois State, and you compete at the Natural Olympia, you're going to be treated like a king or queen. So I think you know, we've also got Beverly Natural, Beverly Nutrition's supplying all the supplements for the class winners, so that's going to be neat. It was a pretty good turnout last year. I talked to Sandy at Beverly, and she really helped us out, and she's doing it both shows this year as well.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun show. So I'm gonna be there. I'm emceeing this year. I'm like your assistant promoter. I'm just you're doing most of the footwork. I'm just here kind of spreading the word for you. Looks like I'm not gonna be in the judging panel this time around. They got me marked as the MC. I just kind of am glad to be a part of the show. So whatever they have me do, I do. Nonetheless, that's going on April 22nd in Franklin Park. A lot of cool places to go and a lot of good places to eat. So I'll be ready to go out in the area, and we've got a pro bikini, pro figure, pro sports model taking place that night as well. It is a pro-am show, and it takes place April 22nd. Check out naturalbodybuilding.com. We have a caller here. I want to see who this is. So we're going to take us a caller here. Let's see which one can I take. There's a few callers, but I'm going to take the first one. He's been waiting for 5 minutes. Your last four digits are 2009. What's your name? What's your question? Who are we talking to here?
You're talking to Diana Kakos all the way from Southern California.
Diana Kakos. Hey, I'm sorry I made you wait so long. I didn't recognize your number.
No worries. I want to give a shout-out. Hey, Philip. Hey, Doug. Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Hey,
good to hear
Diana.
Your voice.
Long time.
Nice surprise.
Good to hear your voice for sure.
Nice.
Yes.
What do you got going on?
Oh, yeah.
Going
things
on?
Are heating up. 2017 competition season. It's really good to hear all you guys, too. We just started out last weekend with a judges clinic, so it was really well attended, really, really exciting. Had Daniel Ziegler there, and he was able to share with us that he just got a six-page spread in Ironman magazine, so it's out right now. He's the Natural Olympia State Professional Champion from last year, 2016. You'll remember him from the beard. He also won the car.
Right, we talked about that, yeah.
He's on fire right now. I don't know if he's going to the Arnold with his sponsor Gainesville. They're doing great things, but want to get back to what you guys were talking about, and Doug was showcasing, giving some information to Illinois State. That's going to be a great show. I'm really excited to get back to the Chicago area with the elite natural athletes there, and Doug's doing a great job promoting it. So really excited for that. The North American, July 29th, we'll be back in that same area. And I don't know if you guys have any questions for me, but I have a show. In the past, I have personally done an all-women show, and this year we're going to change it up a little bit. And we're going to be inviting the men to come in and compete as well. And I've changed it to the Pro-Am Diana Kakos International Battle Against Cancer. And it's going to be the fitness championship at the Rio in Las Vegas in May. And a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the American Cancer Society, because I'm sure you all, like we have had either family members or very close friends, and a lot of our elite natural athletes are survivors of this deadly disease. So we're going to support the warriors, admire the survivors, and honor those that have been taken. And there's a lot of athletes that are going to compete for themselves as survivors or in the name of somebody else that might be battling or has passed from cancer. So we're going to do it up in Las Vegas on May 13th, and I'll be posting the room booking code there. So a little different cause, you know, and my daughter's battling a rare form of cancer, so it all kind of hits home to do something for it. We chose the American Cancer Society because it encompasses so much of the research for all the different types of cancer. So if you're willing to come out for a trip to Vegas, that'd be great to do that. I'm going to be giving away 5 round-trip limo transfers to the first 5 people that I know are flying in. So Caesars Entertainment really helps us, promotes us, and takes care of the IMBA, PMBA, and the global family. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, if you competitors haven't competed with the TNBA before, you're missing out. When you do it once, you'll find out why. I mean, there's a team of 70 Australians or 70-something, and when you can get – it's hard enough to get competitors to drive across straight state lines to do a show, but we got 70 competitors plus coming from Australia just to fly 16 hours to compete in the Natural Olympia. So once you do it, you'll find out why, and they're always in the coolest cities. I mean, you always have a good time at a PNBA Pro show because they're always in cool cities and cool places because Denny and Diana know how to hook it up. So any extra information on that, we can find that at naturalbodybuilding.com, right, Miss Diana?
Everything's at naturalbodybuilding.com. Everything is online registration now at naturalbodybuilding.com. So check it out. And, you, of course, you get, if you have any questions at all, you can always call or email us like right there directly from the site, naturalbodybuilding.com.
Okay, well, I'm going to be pushing you all year long because everything we talk about, every show we talk about, it all comes down to the Natural Olympia at the end of the year. So, and the Minnesota Mayhem, too, because you guys, those are the two biggest shows of the year, Minnesota Mayhem and Natural. I'm calling it now. We'll talk about it at the end of the year. But it all comes down to the Natural Olympia right at the end of the year. And it's going to be, it's going to be a good end of the year. So
we're going to have the 20th anniversary of the Natural Olympia this November. So there's going to be a big $10,000 cash prize. I believe it's going to go the first place winner of the largest pro category, along with the custom medals and all the other, you know, cash and prizes that we give out. So we're going to really go over the top this year. Mike, you've been there for the last, I don't know how many years. So
this will be my sixth year, but it's going to take place November 9th through November 12th in Las Vegas. It's at the Rio again this year, right?
Absolutely, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And that's, and don't forget about the qualifier for the Olympia. The only one, I believe, in the United States is in July. It's on July 29th in Franklin Park, Illinois. So if you guys are in the United States and you want to qualify for it, July 29th, put that show on your radar. That's in Franklin Park, too. Doug and I, we're going to bring that show to you. But we only got about 20 minutes left, Diana. Diana, so we're going to let you go. Call in anytime, okay, girl?
Get it. I'll continue listening. Thanks, guys.
You got
it. Thank you, Diana. Great hearing from you.
Okay. So let's move right along here. So we talked about our show. Now, a show I'm very excited to talk about now. I mean, Diana was just talking about her all-women's event. There's another all-women's event taking place. And, man, as you keep watching this show, it's going to keep getting bigger, better, and better every single year. The name of the show is the Diva Classic. It's an all-women's event. Okay, and check this out. I mean, Leif Anderson always goes over the top. He doesn't just give out quality awards and champagne bottles and everything. He's given out a Diva Classic robe for all competitors. That means if you're a female competing in the Diva Classic, you're going to be walking around in a nice old robe looking all good and luxurious at the Diva Classic. So that's pretty cool. So that's on May 6th. So that's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be a competitive event. Go to DivaClassic at Minnesota.com. Just look up Leif Anderson on Facebook and then get him, and I'll get that right next. I can't read my own handwriting right now. But, Rico, I know you promote a show every year. What do you got going on this year?
Oh, yeah, I have my show, and it's going to be actually the week before the July 29th show that you mentioned. So mine's July 22nd. It's going to be here in Woodbridge, Virginia. It's going to be the 4th annual Philip Ocardo Jr. Legends Classic. I'm definitely going to start pushing hard right now to get Pretty much, you know, this is the only show this year that's going to be held on the East Coast that's going to be a qualifier for the Natural Olympia. So it's a pro-am, already getting a bunch of people that are, you know, talking about competing. We've had, over the past few years, actually people coming from even overseas. I've had someone from Pakistan. Last year we had two from Africa come out, and they actually end up winning the pro class and competed at the Natural Olympia, so that was great. Actually had the overall winner, Dennis Otieno. He actually came and he competed in the pro division of the Natural Olympia, and he placed in the top eight. So he did pretty well. We also had a guy, Mark Dias, that came from Japan. He's American, but he flew out from Japan just to compete in the show, and he won the pro division, barely beating out a couple other nice pros, including Daniel Strong. So my show is always, it may not be the biggest as far as numbers are concerned, but the quality is unreal. We actually even had Sherry Bingham, who is a figure pro, come. She won my show. She's won the world championships with the WNBF and a whole bunch of different divisions. And she placed second to Ronica Malloy last year at the Natural Olympia. So, you know, the people that come and compete at my show end up doing really well in Natural Olympia. So I hope to see a big crowd this year.
Now, are you actually, you know, you're the promoter, so I would imagine one of your main duties would be to go out and promote the show and maybe try to recruit some people to compete in your show. Do you actually reach out to certain pros and be like, hey, you know, I think you're a good up-and-coming pro, I want you at my show? Or do you kind of like give them a nudge to compete in your show, or do you go out and call people and try to reel them in? What do you do to get these competitors to your show?
Yeah, it's kind of a combination of both. Even last year, like I said, the guy that came out from Japan, I actually judged him at the Yorton Cup a few years ago, and we continued talking, and you know, I gave him some judges' feedback and said, man, if you come in shredded, you with the way his legs and size is, he actually, to me, and he may even come this year to compete. So his name is Mark Dias. So remember that name, because if he comes and competes at the Natural Olympia this year, he will give someone like a Michael Waddington some, you know, a headache, because he comes in super shredded. He was so dry shredded. He has the size that's very similar to a Michael Waddington. And last year, like I said, he won my show. He actually beat Daniel Strong, and he beat one of my good friends who I actually recruited to, Ramon Humphreys, who he's an NGA pro, but he's short, but he's just thick and very muscular too. It's a close battle between those two guys. But yeah, I do recruit a lot of competitors. Some of them contact me, like Sherry Bingham. She actually contacted me, and she lives, I think, in Tennessee or Kentucky or something like that. Came out, drove out to my show, won the show to qualify for the Olympia, and then, like I said, placed close second to the gold medal winner last year at the Olympia. So that's usually what happens. And then, you know, I have a lot of people at my gym that come. So I get a lot of amateurs from my gym or people that I train. I also have Tanya Penalosa, who helps. You know, she's with E-Clean Suite. She's one of the top sponsors on the East Coast here, and she actually helps me to get some competitors as well.
Okay. Do you have any – are you going to be guest posing at this thing? Are you got anything lined up for that area or no?
That I don't know. I totally, for me, I feel like if it's a pro show, I would not want to guest pose at a pro show, because I feel like the pros, that's their time to shine. So I don't do that. I might I usually give a seminar and talk to people.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So I leave that to them to come out and do same. You know, the first year we had myself and Kyoshi giving a seminar at the show, but we haven't had any guest posers. I am guest posing this year, though. Actually, I'm going to be guest posing in about 4 weeks at UAE overseas. So then I might even be guest posing in Korea for the first annual Asian Pacific show for the IMBA, PNBA. So, you know, I have a couple of things going on, but I right now, as far as competing, don't know. But at my show, there will be no guest poser.
Are you planning on competing at all this year? I'm just throwing it out there.
I really don't know. It, you know, I feel like this year I'm able to get into shape and things like that. But you know, family, I definitely want to put my family first. There's a lot of things going on with the family. I know that I've been contacted by guys like. No, it's not totally out. There's that possibility. Obviously, the Natural Olympia is always something that sounds great, especially now with the prize money, $10,000.
Yeah.
Hey, make it 25%.
Okay, I don't know if you heard that or not, but I think I actually gave a 20% chance, and I gave Yoshi a 40% chance, but nonetheless. Okay, because I'm hearing a lot of things, and I'm not going to jump the gun too soon, but what I'm hearing, it sounds like this could be one of the better seasons of natural bodybuilding, because last year was definitely not the most exciting season, but this season coming up, if what I'm hearing is unfolds the way it sounds like it is, it'll be one of the more exciting seasons we've had in recent years. So stay tuned to this podcast for more information. As we get confirmations, I will send them your way. We're going to talk about that as time goes on, and that's why we have you on this podcast. We're going to talk about some competitors who you should be on the lookout for tonight, who we're going to bring out and see what we've got going on. So I guess I'll lead the way. We got a girl coming out to the stage. She's actually making her stage debut at Leaves Diva Show. This girl is going to be legit, okay, but look for a big outing from Tiffany Leavitt. She's from Team Gorman. And you know, if they come from John Gorman, they're going to come in shape. Any one of Gorman's people are going to be at the top of the class, battling it out somewhere at the top. So look out for Tiffany Leavitt. If she's in your class, possible you're going to be battling for a first, second spot there. So it could be a heated battle for whoever is up against Tiffany in her class. And another girl I think to be tough to beat, Andrea Harker. She won Keith Hunter's show. She won the overall. So she's going to be tough to beat no matter what she does. She won Keith Hunter's show, but look for her to come in bigger and leaner. So if you've seen her at Keith's show, okay, the physiques from the amateurs are going to be much different than they're going to be when you get to the pros, of course. So Andrea Harker, she looked good as the amateur, but you could just tell she needed more size, had to get leaner, and that's exactly what you're going to see, and you're going to see it at the Minnesota Mayhem. She's going to be a terror on stage, so bring your best against this girl, okay, because you're going to need to bring a leg, get those thighs sliced, don't neglect those hamstrings, get that lower back and your back to come out, because you're going to need everything you can get if she's in your class. Doug, let's talk about the Chi-Town Showdown. I got a few other names we'll mention, but I wanted to get to the Chi-Town Showdown first before anything took place. So we know that's coming up on May 13th, so it's the week after the Diva Classic. These guys are really putting Chicago on the map. I mean, St. Louis is good for bodybuilding. Kansas City is good for bodybuilding. Minnesota is good for bodybuilding. And now Chicago is not really the best, but it hasn't been anyway. But shows like this are putting it back on the map again. So go to the Chi-Town Showdown, check it out. So they got some unique awards. They got good gift bags. They're going to have a big judging panel, so there's not going to be any politics involved. Overall winners get $500 Visa gift cards. And there's cool stores. There's cool awards at the Chi-Town Showdown. They got axes. They got spears. They got swords. They really want to reward their competitors back. So they really do give back to the competitors at the Chi-Town Showdown. So, Doug, let's talk more about that, what you have to say, and if you have any inside information as to who to be on the lookout for at the Chi-Town Showdown.
Chi-Town, I actually reached out to Joe, and he's been pretty busy. He didn't get me any specifics.
Oh, boy.
But, competing in that show in 2015, I mean, one of the best shows I've ever competed in as far as how it's run, the awards. I mean, when you talk about starting on time, ending on time, Joe does a really great job with that. And that's at Bolingbrook High School in Bolingbrook.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the best things you can do as a promoter is start on time. I mean, that's one thing I always see at Denny's shows, and they even leave shows. But I gotta admit, most promoters don't start on time. They always start at least, it's usually 30 minutes late. But even 15 minutes late isn't bad. But Denny, it always starts right on time. Leaf starts right on time, right at the top of the hour. So that's how a show should be, because it makes the people in the audience less irritable, because they don't really want to be there in the first place. They want to see their loved one and get out of there. So keep them happy by starting the show on time. But the Chi-Town's going to definitely do that. Let's see. We got some other people we can be on the lookout for. We got Jared Feth. This guy's making his pro debut this year, 23 years old. He won his pro card at the Gateway Natural. Now, the Gateway Natural is one of those shows that if you win the overall at a show like that with the quality and depth of competitors that compete at Gateway Natural, you're ready for the pro stage. So this guy won the overall at that show, so look for him to make his pro debut. If you don't know who he is, you're going to find out who he is real quick. His legs are ahead of his upper body a little bit, but that's a good thing in my opinion. He is hungry, he's young, he's lean, and he's going to make his pro debut this year. So when you see his name on the roster, that's going to be one to be on the lookout for. He's going to be fighting for one of the top, at least the top five spot, if not a top three spot. Now, I always said, this year, there's a lot of good shows, a lot of quality shows, but I think the biggest and the best shows, I mean, it comes down to the Minnesota Mayhem, and I like the Nashville as well. But Leaf is really growing this Minnesota Mayhem, and it's something that's just, it's not raising the bar. Leaf is not raising the bar. He already raised it. If you go to Leaf shows and see what he does, everything, from the way the stage is set up to the vendors and the booths and the way the show is run and the way he treats his competitors, all that stuff, the Mayhem is going to be hot this year. And I'll tell you something, there's going to be a lot of good quality pros in this show, but we're not going to let it out until we get close, okay? Because we're just going to keep you guys. It's going to be up for grabs. I'll tell you that much. There's not going to be anybody who's dominant. If somebody's walking into the show right now, they might think they're going to be dominant, but there's going to be some prize names out there. Everybody's going to have a shot at the Minnesota Mayhem this year. So somebody's going to take this home, but it's going to be a grind. I'll tell you what, it's geared up to be one of the more competitive shows of the year because you're going to see so many quality pros on one stage at the Minnesota Mayhem. It's going to be a grind. So you guys better practice your posing. Make sure you don't let go of your poses on stage. If you guys are pros, you shouldn't be relaxing on stage. You should practice your posing so much so that every second you're on stage, you're keeping it tight. Because if you're not keeping it tight, you're most likely going to lose a placing, and you're going to need to keep it tight at the Minnesota Mayhem. And we're not going to let out the roster until the live press conference Friday night before the show. So you can't listen to this podcast and find out who's competing as pro at the Minnesota Mayhem. The only way is by chiming in on the live press conference the Friday before the show of the Minnesota Mayhem, and when he makes the announcement as to who's going to be in that show, your jaws are going to drop. It's going to be good. Rico, man, hopefully you get in the mood, but I know you'll tell us last. But Rico's always in shape. Rico's one of those guys that you're always, what do you say? If you wanted to dial it in, Rico, are you about 8 weeks out right now, or where are you at exactly?
Yeah, right now I'd say about 8 weeks out. So, getting ready to guest pose. It took me about 8 weeks. Doing an 8-week prep to get ready for that. And, we'll see what happens after that. So, and I'll probably stay in shape from here on for the rest of the year. Yeah.
It's going to be a really fun year. And I think if you could jump on stage with some of the names that I'm hearing, if it all unfolds, because it might not unfold the way I'm hearing, but if it does, and your name's in the hat too, that would be very exciting, so we'll keep you updated as to what's going on with that. But, yeah, so Rico's 8 weeks out any time of the year. And then you got that. Doug, is there anything else you would like to add? Do you have any shows or people you would like to mention before we take off?
I've been talking with Brandon Wattis of Iron Management, and he's got a girl. He said make sure you keep your eyes on her. She's going to be competing at the May 6th Heart of America, which is down in Peoria, and John Abraham does a good job running that show, which is at a new venue, by the way. It's at Illinois Central College down there in East Peoria. But this girl, she went pro in 2015 at the Wisconsin Natural Bodybuilding Championships and made her pro debut in 2015 at the WNBF Natural Championships. It's Megan Gaza. So keep an eye out for her. She'll be competing at the Heart of America on May 6th, which if you're a male and you're wanting to compete, the Diva Classic, obviously, if you're a female, male, get to the Heart of America.
Yeah. Yeah, Rico, you got anybody else you want to give a shout-out to?
On the East Coast here, there are a few people. I don't have too many amateurs, because most amateurs that I know, turn pro right away and started competing. I got Vanessa Walker, who impressed me this year. She turned pro at an NGA show, and she's a figure girl. And I think that she ended up doing the Nationals. So I think that this year she's going to step on a pro stage and possibly do really well. She's very lean, wide back. I also have a couple of people that are coming from the military that are coming down here to compete from Japan. This guy named Tommy Thompson. This guy is huge, 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 thick chest. All he needs to do is come and dial in. I'm helping prep him. So, like I said, remember the name, Tommy Thompson. I think he's in the Air Force, and he's going to come out here this year, and I think he's going to try to turn pro. So he's someone to look out for. Also, I saw a bikini girl. Here they have the WPA IP, the pro bikini winner last year. Her name was Jasmine Vegaris, and she looked amazing.
Yeah.
So I feel that she might step on stage and do some damage, too, on a pro stage if she comes out and competes, too. So hopefully she'll do Leif Anderson's show.
Yeah, that's a few names for you. Maybe this Colby Colbert, that guy, the one Joe Wilson's Arkansas show. I believe that show's in Bentonville, Arkansas. That's a Walmart town. Everything in that town is Walmart. Everything's named after the founder of Walmart. Everybody works for Walmart. The whole town's Walmart. But it's an interesting town. I did get to go there 1 year, but I didn't go there the year the Colby won because he just won Joe Wilson's Arkansas show last year. He's going to make his pro debut out in the fall. So if you're doing a pro show in the fall, you see Colby Colbert's name on the roster. He's a conditioning freak, and he's going to be tough to beat. So you're going to bring the legs, because if you don't bring the legs, it's going to be obvious that he's in better conditioning than you. So you better bring some legs, because this kid's going to bring it. But I think that's about it. We're going to keep doing these shows once a month or so, and we're going to highlight the upcoming shows. And then once the shows go past this, we will review the results of the show, and we're just going to do this all year round. So we'll do one show a month, and if the situation calls for it and something comes up, we might add another show here and there. But nonetheless, unless Rico or Doug's got anything else to add, I think that's the end of it. Rico, you got anything else for us? Anything else you want to mention?
No, I think we're good. You know, I'm looking forward, like you, to a great year, and you mentioned all the great shows, and I think now with the next couple of weeks coming up of shows, we're just kind of have some more things to talk about.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So, and one of you fans, if you guys are listening, if you're from the Chicago area, I do know a couple things about mandatory posing if you're in any kind of bodybuilding class. I got Jim down here, Fit Body U in Bourbonnais, Illinois. If you're in the Chicago area, or if you just want to drive up to my gym, I'll help you pose for free. I'll show you how to increase your placing by one or two placings by just showing you a little couple ways to tweak your form to look better on stage, because it doesn't matter who brings the best physique. It's who appears as if they bring the best physique while on stage. Who shows their physique off the best? Who hides their flaws? Who shows their strengths? Just because you look the best backstage doesn't mean you're going to be the best on stage. So if you want a posing class, come check me out. It's about you. Doug Randolph works out here too, so you might even see him. Maybe he can give his insight as well. So, Doug, we're going to start hyping up some free posing classes for Chicago area bodybuilders. Maybe that'll
do something
to contribute to Chicago bodybuilding. Nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, this is Phil Ricardo Jr., Doug Randolph. I'm Mike Newman. Thanks for listening. Chime in next month. Stay posted to our page for updates on when the next show is. Thanks for listening. We are out of here.